There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go, hour number two of USAprepares.com with Captain John Reagan. A couple quick announcements. Just wanted to let you know that I will not be at the meetup tonight. I received a call last night after I arrived home from Indiana, from John Stadtmiller. And I'm going to be on the air with John Stadtmiller from 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock Central Time this afternoon. So I'm going to be his guest, and we're going to be talking about some pretty serious things. I don't want to say exactly what it is at this point, but I will follow John Stadtmiller's lead. And I suggest that if you are interested in what's happening in alternative radio, you may want to tune in. And that's today, from 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock Central Time on republicbroadcasting.org. I'm John Stadtmiller's guest. Janet Randall and I were just on the phone, and she will be starting tonight's meetup. And it's going to be a great meetup. And it's wonderful to have friends who can take the lead and run the show. You know, it's how's that happen? Well, John Reagan, when I can't be on the air, John Reagan just steps right in. Janet Randall, John and Judy Dollarhite. It's wonderful to have, you know, the faculty of USA Prepares. It's a wonderful thing, and I am so blessed and so fortunate to be surrounded by so many wonderful individuals. And I thank you all. So tonight's meetup is the Blue Plague and Men in Black Dresses with Mike Wasson. And also John Gore is going to be talking about Inside the Police Department. John Reagan, you've got some very interesting topics for us at the financialstateoftheunion.com. By the way, if it sounds like I'm bummed out, class, I am. I am, and you're going to learn why this afternoon at 4 o'clock. I'm bummed out about the economy. I would love to say, you know what? There's great news. You know, we're going to survive this. This is going to be awesome. But when I see people who are interested in chasing balls around, and they're interested in points and scores, and uniforms with animals on them, and they will spend their time chasing balls around a field, or watching other guys with short pants chase balls around a field, or a court, or a baseball diamond, and not pay attention to what's happening. And yet they want their children to be safe, so what they do is they get them identified in the system. They're willing to spend their time and money doing that, but they won't spend their time and money learning how to be independent and learning how to survive. It bums me out. And you know what? I got to tell you, this is going to be darn near impossible, in my opinion, to fix. John Reagan?
Well, I've got a special section today. It's called It's a Matter of National Security. Mm-hmm. Obama's been busy this past weekend. He got in his 224th round of golf, and unfortunately, he also got in his weekly radio address. And that's what this section starts talking about. And if you had this pulled up, you'll need to refresh, because I had two who go in and the second link, full text, the White House had already moved it to another location. So I've corrected that link. But this weekend, Obama warns that climate change poses immediate risks to our national security. The quote is, there's no greater threat than climate change, and that it poses immediate risks to our national security. And that means that it's not going to be long. You're going to see what all he's going to impose on us to take care of that. And when they say it's for national security, you know, it's not good for your freedoms or your pocketbook.
However, John, the climate change really is the greatest threat to our security, meaning yours, mine, and everyone listening to this class. He's absolutely right about that, but it sounds to me like he's going to be using this to control us, and that's your concern, correct?
Yeah, he's not talking about the climate change that, you know, is being caused by natural forces. He's talking about calling carbon dioxide the enemy of the planet. And there is going to be more and more rules on that. And there's the third link is from Breitbart. You think global warming
is bad? Hold on.
Yes.
Just one second, John. So when Barry has one of these urges to go smack a little ball with a big club, does he just go out on the White House lawn and has a couple cans in the grass there, and they kind of mow it for him to, you know, keep the grass even so he can, you know, hit a few rounds? Or does he hop in a motorcade with like 15 SUVs, armed guards, you know, with mini bazookas and drones and helicopters in tow, and then fly out to, or I mean race out to an airplane like Air Force One with his entourage in tow, and then they all fly someplace, and then he ends up in another motorcade where he goes and smacks a little ball around at a golf course. And in order to do that, they kick everyone who would have been playing that day out of there, because that's a threat to national security should someone be angry at Barry and want to do some harm to him. So is that what you're talking about when he goes and plays golf, that he is creating carbon monoxide, carbon dioxide, more than any of us would probably in our lifetime, just because he wants to go smack a little ball around?
Well, you see, you don't understand. His job is so important that you can't expect him to follow the rules that the rest of us have to live by.
Okay. I just want to make sure I understood. Okay.
Okay. Got that clear.
Yes. This is disgusting, John. This is absolutely outrageous, over the top, disgusting, immoral, abusive, and out of control. Gosh.
Yeah.
You know, anyone who supports this regime, is not a friend of mine. Don't come to my farm. You're not welcome. If you support these thugs, don't come to my farm. You're not welcome. Okay, please continue.
The third link is a Breitbart article. Think global warming is bad. Wait until you meet sustainability, which is going to be the buzzword that's used over and over and over. You know, with the global warming issue, there's you know, real standards that you can use to combat that and look and see how real it is. It's like many of the recording stations have been moved to another location that actually gets hotter, but they're using the old location as the baseline. You know, there's some pretty disgusting things being done in that. But with sustainability, there really isn't a good definition of it. It's pretty much anything they want to make it. And
didn't George Orwell talk about newspeak and the meanings of words being flipped, reversed, changed, so that, you know, we use the word as we think it's, you know, defined, and the government changes that definition to mean something completely different. So we use it thinking that we're talking about what they're talking about, but we're not.
Yeah. It's like when the government tried to take over the watershed there in the Ozarks, and the meeting that they were having, they talk about the stakeholders. Well, for those of us in the public, you think stakeholders would include the people that own property on the rivers. But no, it doesn't include property owners. It's government and businesses, big corporations. Those are the stakeholders.
Well, John, I'm not advocating this, but there's no doubt in my mind that the shooting's going to start. I don't know when, but there's no doubt in my mind that it's going to start. I mean, I can't believe what these people are doing. And then Homeland Security's buying 62 million more rounds of killer projectiles. You know, 5.56223. Homeland Security, use on us. And they say it's for training purposes. And at the same time, California says no lead, can't have lead in projectiles, right? So Homeland Security buys 62 million rounds. So the government says you can't pollute, and the government says, yeah, but we can, meaning they can. They can do things that we can't do.
And the fourth article there, EPA tells kids to avoid baths and ask them to check toilets for leaks. So, and there's actually a link in there going to the EPA website where they're trying to get kids to take showers instead of baths because it uses less water. We've already talked about how they want to have hotels spy on how long people spend in the showers, and I believe that technology would end up in the home as well. And that's just, you know, what's on the surface. When we get back, there's some graphics at the bottom of today's post that talks about energy consumption, and we'll talk about a little bit about reality.
If you're wondering why I'm not saying anything, I'm numb. Absolutely numb. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. We're at the news tab. John, you were talking about water, and you know, the government is suggesting that children, they use the word kids. To me, the word is children. Kids are baby goats. So, children, sons and daughters, the government wants us to not take baths. All right. Now, this is the same government that flies these endless, nonstop, 24/7 planes destroying the atmosphere, littering the atmosphere with pollutants, laying down patterns of geoengineering to shift the climate, to cause, in my opinion, droughts on the West Coast. So the water leaves the West Coast, ends up in other parts of the world. It ends up in Missouri, as well as the East Coast. And then the government says, yo, forget those baths. And they're going to teach young people not to take baths. Okay, so how's that going to work? Well, are we increasing the incidence of disease? I can't think of a single thing that the government has done right. Not one thing. Now, I do agree that if you have a leaky toilet, you ought to fix that. And there's a way to do that. I mean, if you have some of that red dye that's too valuable to throw away but not valuable or no good for food, you know, that food coloring that you shouldn't be using anyway, you can put a drop of that or two in the toilet tank, color the water red in the toilet tank, and then look to see if the toilet in the bowl turns red. And if it does, you have a leak with your flapper valve, and you might want to replace that. If you find that your toilet runs and then shuts off and then runs and shuts off and it hasn't been used, you have a leaky flapper valve, and you might want to fix that. And they're easy to do. You can buy a package of three of them for about $10 at, you know, a big box store. You can buy them on the internet. And if you want to reduce the water consumption, what you can do is, and what we've done here at our farm, is we've taken a brick. We just had a brick lying around, and it just stand it vertically in the toilet tank, and it displaces the amount of water that a brick occupies. And so each flush flushes with one brick's worth of water not being used. So not quite a quart, but it does save some water, and you may want to do that. I suggest you consider doing that. The shower head that we use is a very low volume, high pressure shower head, and it sprays a mist kind of like at a car wash. Very little water is used, but we've been doing that for years. And why? Well, we don't want to waste water. I mean, I'm not interested in wasting water. But if someone wants to take a bath, heck, why not? Why not? So we don't like heating hot water and wasting it. So we have, as a matter of fact, we don't have a bathtub hooked up in our house. We just have showers. But I did buy a Whirlpool tub because sometimes I have these aches and pains, and so does Mrs. Finelli, and I thought it'd be kind of neat to have a Whirlpool tub. So I bought a used one, and I have to install it. I paid $200 for it, and I'm going to put it in the house. But that's the only bathtub we have, but it's not hooked up. So what I'm saying is, yeah, I think you should conserve water. I really do. However, at the expense of not being clean, I got a problem with that. John Reagan?
I think everybody that's been listening to us is familiar with the U.S. Debt Clock website. That's a dashboard that gets you an approximate up-to-date figure for different areas of our financial condition. Well, oilprice.com has some similar widgets, and a couple of those deal with energy. And I've included two of them at the bottom of today's post. One is U.S. energy consumption, and one is world energy production. And again, we're dealing with some big numbers, and I'm going to do my best to simplify it. What you see listed is listed in billions of BTUs, and then the numbers get into the tens of millions. And we'll break that down after the break.
I think this is great. I think this is great information. I'm looking forward to it. John Reagan, Captain John Reagan, and I'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us. John Reagan, you're going to be talking about BTUs, or British Thermal Units, and that is a traditional unit of energy. It's the amount of energy needed to cool or heat 1 pound of water by 1 degree Fahrenheit. That's what a BTU is. And a wooden match, one 4-inch wooden match completely consumed generates 1 BTU of energy. Back to you, John Reagan.
Okay, and I do want to point out one other thing. You know how I run numbers. If you look at the detail on here, oil, gas, coal, and you add up all the individual items, the total on their widget doesn't match, and I've notified them about this. On the world energy production, where it's 144.2, I come up with 145.9. And for the United States, where they say it's 27.4, I've got 29.4. So there's a couple of million discrepancy between the detail and the totals. And for the percentages I'm getting ready to use, I've done it from my calculation, which matches to what the individual items are. And what I really want to point out here is the war on carbon dioxide is getting ready to heat up, more so than carbon dioxide heating up the atmosphere. The top three sources, oil, coal, and gas, is where most of our energy and therefore most of our business comes from. It doesn't matter if it's a production business with a factory or a service business where you've got people in an office with computers running, air conditioning, and all of that. When you look at it on a worldwide basis, 86.5% of energy comes from those three sources. In the United States, it's a little bit more, 87.3%. So we know they've already targeted coal, shutting down our power plants, saying that it's good for the environment. Unfortunately, China's building more and more, and I read a survey years ago where virtually every freshwater fish in America is contaminated with mercury, and it's not from the United States plants, it's from the Chinese plants. And of those three, gas is the only one that can be used to work as a transition fuel, according to Chris Martinson. If you go into his crash course, he does a great discussion on that. The problem with oil is not that so much that we're running out of oil, it's that we're running out of oil that's easy to extract. So while just having oil, if it was just a matter of money to get it out of the ground, that would be one thing. But we have to deal with real life. It takes energy to get oil out of the ground. And in the early days, it would take basically the energy of a barrel of oil, and you'd get 100 barrels out of the ground. And that's declining, and it's getting that exponential curve down now, so that it's taking more and more energy to get that oil out of the ground. And there's nothing lined up to make up these huge amounts of energy. Worldwide, hydroelectric takes up almost 6.5%. In the United States, it's only 2.5%. Now, we've got a couple of problems. One is drought. You need water running to generate hydroelectric. And two, if you flood a new area, and this might be different if you're talking about the desert, but there's usually not a lot of water in the desert. So where you're flooding, you're going to be flooding places that have fields and trees. And once you do the flooding of that area, that living material ends up decomposing and creating methane, which is even worse greenhouse gas. So there's problems trying to wrap up hydroelectric. Nuclear is a big one, just over 5% worldwide and 7.8% for the United States. We already know that nuclear has problems. There's also the issue that they're running out of uranium. So that even if you wanted to build more and more plants, you have a problem of how do you get the material for the reaction. There's some discussion about using thorium, but despite what some people say, thorium has its own problems. Wind is, talked about as a big resource, but that's both in the United States and worldwide, that's only 1.2% of energy. And then that's also not very friendly to birds. If you like killing birds, wind is a great way of doing that. And then we've got biofuels. This is minuscule. It's 0.5% worldwide, 1% in the United States. And this is things like alcohol and biodiesel. So these still contribute to carbon dioxide. They're considered somewhat neutral since you're growing the plants to create the biofuels to begin with. But again, to try and ramp that up to cover something that's much, much larger would be very difficult to do. Solar, now, is talked about a lot, but worldwide, that's only 0.2%. And in the United States, it's only 0.1% of production. And it has problems because with the technologies we have now, you end up generating a lot of pollution during the construction process. You've got limited life of the solar panels, and it tends to use some rare earth materials and things like silver that just limits what you can do solar-wise. I don't know if they include things like that big plant where they've got all those mirrors that create molten salt. But those have problems, too, because when you have birds fly over those types of plants, they get instantly cooked. And then geothermal is at the bottom of the list. It's 0.1% worldwide, 0.1% in the United States. And that's our total energy pool. So when you look at those considered friendly sources, wind, biofuels, solar, and geothermal, worldwide, that's only 2% of energy. And for the United States, it's only 2.4%. We can't sustain our economy with those four sources of energy. And to force a cutback or impose a tax to encourage people to cut back would be just totally devastating for our economy. And that's where I wanted to give you these resources so that you can point this out to where, yeah, it sounds good, let's switch to a renewable source. Yeah, but we just can't do that to reclaim that amount, nor can we do it overnight. Vincent.
John, I was at the RK Prepper show, of course, over the weekend. I mentioned that. And there was a man there who was demonstrating foam insulation. He was saying, this is really cool stuff. And I said, you're absolutely right. It really is. It's a wonderful insulation material. And I said that, you know, I'd be really interested in this, except I've already done it. And our house is insulated with this closed cell foam. And he was all excited about it. And I said, as a matter of fact, our farmhouse has this foam, and our utility bill is about $84 a month. And we run our entire farm on $84 a month. Let's say around $100 monthly electric bill. That's for the farm. That's the broadcast. That's all the computers that I run, the lighting, the compressors, the well, okay, the washing machine, the refrigerators, the freezer, all that. About $100 a month. And he was like, wow, that's unbelievable. And I told him the size of the house, and then he couldn't believe it. Then he was absolutely stunned. And I said, no, what you're talking about absolutely works. Now, here's why it works for us. And it relates to exactly what you're saying, John. What we've done is we have reduced our consumption to a great degree. Now, can we reduce it more? Yes, we can. We have two freezers. And they're pretty efficient. We have a refrigerator. It's pretty efficient. We have LED lighting that I built out of strips, which uses very little electricity. We have fluorescent lighting, which uses, you know, very little electricity. It's pretty efficient. We don't heat our house to where it's a sauna, and we don't cool our house in the summer to where it's cold. we're very cognizant of what energy costs and the consumption of energy. What I found out is we are somewhat the minority in terms of reducing energy costs. There are a lot of people who are just not paying attention. They're leaving lights on, which, I mean, it's just a flagrant abuse of energy. I mean, just why leave lights on if you're not in that room, right? They will cool their house and say, you know, I really like it 68 degrees in the summer. I really like it 72, 73, 74, 75 in the winter. What we really need to do, John, is reduce our consumption. Now, one of the things that we have done here at the farmhouse is we have a dryer, an electric clothes dryer. We brought it from Virginia, but we haven't hooked it up. It hasn't been hooked up ever. It's going on 10 years now. 10 years without a clothes dryer. Can you do it? Absolutely. And did anyone, has anyone ever said, hey, Finelli, you're a wrinkled mess. Don't you, I mean, why do you look so wrinkled? Well, I don't. And we do it all without a clothes dryer. And you can too. And your clothes will last longer. So that's one great place to start. It really is. And there are a whole bunch of others. So the bottom line is less energy. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day, God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Captain John Reagan's with us. Class, we've got to meet up tonight at Jimmy's Egg. We'll be talking about the Blue Plague and the men in black dresses. And I'll be on the air. I won't be at the meetup tonight. I was asked to join John Stettmiller, so I'll be on the air with him as his guest from 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock this afternoon. And if you'd like to tune in, that's republicbroadcasting.org. I will be John Stettmiller's guest. John Reagan's with us, and John, we're talking about water, and gee whiz, you know, I'm looking at some of the posts. Man, oh man. Please continue.
With the time we have left, let's do the last two under big picture, laws over peons and water solution, question mark.
Yeah.
The first one, Hillary Clinton parks the Scooby van in a handicapped spot on a campaign trail.
Outrageous.
And, well, outrageous. I'm not so sure. She might have a handicap, and the placard might be because she's morally handicapped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's two sets of rules, one for us and one for them. I never park in a handicapped spot. I think it's immoral if someone is not handicapped and parks in a handicapped spot. It's absolutely immoral.
And this last one, this is a great article to keep track of because it actually covers a couple of things. One, we've talked about the problem with the drought in California and how about the only solution they're going to have besides migrating the people is putting in desalination plants. And the problem there is that these plants require energy. Most of that energy is going to be the fossil fuel energy, and that's going to create more carbon dioxide. It makes for more expensive water. And then once you take the salt out, they dump the salt back into the ocean, which increases the salinity, which is bad for the local sea life. Further down in the article, it really points out to something else we've covered before, is the Bill Gates TED conference, where he comes up with the the formula carbon dioxide equals people times services per person times energy per service times carbon dioxide per energy unit. And he says the only way to get carbon dioxide to zero is that one of those numbers is going to have to get pretty close to zero. So you either have to take away all the services per person, don't let the people use any energy, find a source that doesn't use carbon dioxide, which we've showed is a problem in itself. So the only one of those four components that they can take down to zero is people. And it also goes into the quote that he says that now if we do a really good job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower the increase in population by perhaps 10 or 15%.
And start with Bill Gates.
there's a link to an article that this person wrote on this back in 2010. And if you go to that article, it has a link for the video. So if you want to see Bill Gates actually say it, so you're not just going by a blog post, you have that resource there for you and anybody else that you might want to try to wake up.
John Reagan, in California, wells are going dry, water wells. And it looks like there's more than 1,000 water wells that have failed recently. And farmers are spending, now these wells, to find water, they're going down 1,800 feet. 1,800 feet. Now I can tell you that a column of water about 500 feet, you know, a pipe, a well pipe with water in it, a stack of water, if the pump's at the bottom of the well, the water column to get to ground, up to ground level, weighs about 800 pounds for a 500-foot well. That requires a pretty substantial pump. Now, let's take that down to 1,800 feet. That's a really substantial pump. How much does it cost? Well, a well pump for a private well, we're looking at $45,000. $45,000. This would be a 450-foot well in California. If you want a commercial well for agricultural purposes, $250,000 to $750,000. Getting close to $1 million for a water well. We're in deep trouble. John Reagan, thanks so much for being with us. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next? It's up to you.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.